Today is one of those rare days in the church where we actually celebrate somebody's birthday. We celebrate the birthday of our Lord. We celebrate the birthday of St. John the Baptist. We celebrate the birthday of our Blessed Lady. And that is all. Three people without original sin. Our Lord and Our Lady, of course, conceived without original sin. St. John the Baptist having original sin removed from his soul at the time of the visitation. But nonetheless, three of the New Testament people born without original sin. So those are the only birthdays that we celebrate. And it's a rather fascinating thing when you look at what it is that the readings tell us about today, because it's Our Lady's birthday. The first reading is all about Jesus. The second reading is about Joseph. I say, but I thought it was Our Lady's birthday. Why do we have the genealogy of Saint Joseph? It's the genealogy of Jesus, but it's through the line of Saint Joseph. Whereas Saint Luke gives us the genealogy that comes through the line of our Blessed Lady. And so we say, well, why are we doing that? In case you think it might have just been an oversight, I actually looked up in the Novus Ordo and they didn't change this. It's still the exact same genealogy of Jesus through the line of Joseph from Matthew's Gospel. And so it's there for a very specific reason. It is to be able to show the Davidic nature of our Lord and the fulfillment of God's promises. Because St. Luke tells us that Our Lady's genealogy comes not through Solomon, the son of David, but through Nathan, the son of David. The promise of the kingship is given through Solomon, not through Nathan. And so, in both, it links us all the way back to Abraham and to the covenant with Abraham, and it shows Our Lady to be a daughter of David, but the legal aspect comes through Saint Joseph for Jesus to be the royal heir of the throne, and that comes through Saint Joseph. So that's the point that Saint Matthew is trying to get at. But once again, we look at it and say, okay, well, that's pretty cool. We understand that about Jesus, but this is Our Lady's birthday. Why are we looking at all these things? Well, if you look at the readings today, they talk, both of them, about what comes before. We hear about the second person of the Trinity as he was on the earth and he found his delight to be in the sons of men, but he was there before anything else was created. We hear all this genealogy. All these people before Our Lady was ever created. And so it also then becomes important to recognize that this is showing us the beginning of salvation history. Certainly the beginning going all the way back when God promised through Abraham and promised through David how things were going to happen. But more importantly for our understanding, as the fathers of the church would say, that Our Lady was like the dawn before the sunrise. And so as the light began to shine brightly, but before the sun was recognized, before the sun could be seen, you could see the light shining first. That was Our Lady in the world now, before the fullness of that promise was given to Jesus. But it has another very important element to it then when we see it that way. That has to do with you and me. It's one thing to be able to say, oh, that's pretty cool, it's Our Lady's birthday. Well, we could do that with anybody. You could look at your favorite movie star and say, oh, isn't it cool, it's Joe Schmo's birthday today. Big deal. Who cares? So-and-so's birthday, that's nice. Well, when it's your mom, that's a big deal. That's not just Joe Schmo. That's not just, well, that's nice. Well, guess what? You're a member of Jesus Christ. And so this genealogy is about you. It puts you in the line of Abraham. It puts you in the line of David and the promises that God made. And it puts you into everything that God promised through our Blessed Lady. And so, obviously, we wouldn't have our Lord Jesus if it wasn't for our Blessed Lady. She had to come first before him. But we would not be in the Lord if it weren't for Our Lady. And so her spiritual maternity is also then being recognized today. We celebrate her birth, but in celebrating her birth, we ask ourselves, what was the purpose? Why did God send this woman into the world? To be the mother of the Messiah. And you are a member of Christ, and therefore to be your mother as well. That's why we have the readings that we do, because it puts you in the line of the covenants. Yes, you are a member of the new covenant in Jesus Christ, the new covenant indeed who is Jesus Christ, but it puts you also in the line of the covenant that God promised through David and through Abraham, because that's the line. And it does not cut you off that even though you may not have Jewish blood in you, nonetheless, as St. Paul tells us, that anyone who has the faith of Abraham is a child of Abraham. But now it goes deeper than that. It's not just having the generic faith of Abraham in that way, but it's to be able to say that the covenant God made with Abraham and passed down through the children of Abraham is given to us through our Blessed Lady. And the covenant God made with David is given to us in the person of Jesus, came legally through Saint Joseph, as I mentioned, but we participate in that. So we have all of those covenants. It's not that God made these covenants and now we have the new one. It's like, no, they build one upon the other. And so in order to know who you are from a spiritual perspective, you need to know who Jesus is. And who Jesus is right there in the gospel reading. To us, it might sound foolish. Who cares who begot whom and who begot who and whoever begot whomever? This is a big deal. It's a huge deal. Because spiritually it grounds you in the covenants that God has made with those who went before us. We are not separate from those, but this is integral to who we are. And that's why these things are so important. So we could look at it and say, well, maybe it's there because there are five women who are mentioned in that. And yeah, those five women are there for extraordinary reasons. A couple of them for not so good reasons, but nonetheless extraordinary reasons. And you look at some of the men that are in there and you shake your head and you think, how in God's providence did our Lord come from that? Well, once again, as I like to say, go home and look in the mirror and say, how in God's providence did this get incorporated into Jesus Christ? How is it that people like you and me are sons and daughters of God because we're members of the Lord? Thanks be to God because we have a mom who God gave us and spiritually has given us new birth so that we are the children of God. That is why this day is so important. Yes, we can celebrate it for Our Lady. We can celebrate it for our mom. But as moms tend to do, they don't draw the attention to themselves. They're moms. The attention is toward their children. And that's exactly what the church has done here, has put the attention on us. We are celebrating our Blessed Lady and her birthday because it is through that that not only do we have our Blessed Lord, but we have who God made you and me to be. As sons and daughters of God, as members of Jesus Christ, as those who inherit the covenants and now are members of the new covenant. That's what this is all about. So a wonderful, wonderful day for the entire world that Our Lady is born for us, because without her, we would not be saved. If she didn't say yes to what the angel asked, there would be no salvation. There would be no church, there would be no Holy Eucharist because there would be no Lord Jesus. So yes, a wonderful day for the whole church and the whole world. What a wonderful day specifically for people like you and me who are baptized into the Son of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who have become sons and daughters of God and the heirs, those who inherit through the humanity that we see laid out for us, the covenants that God has made with his people.